You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Wake up with good vibes and variety.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. We gotta do that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, 97.3. That was the first Green Day song I ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
On BCN in Boston. I went, what? Who's that? What's that? What did I just hear?
Punk rock
lives. That was
lives.
Good. Alice, 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, welcome to Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go. Monday.
Speaking of this screaming guy over here.
Maddie.
You know, I love a long play joke.
Oh.
If you've got the patience for it, and most don't, myself included. I mean, I feel like I need to shoot that load, right? Whatever. That was a bad way to word that.
You do you.
Nah, my point is.
everyone in here was like,
fell
what
out. I know, sorry.
Is happening?
So Maddie, I don't know, 2 years ago tells us, I hate a woman in a hat.
Mm.
Can't stand it.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Won't have it.
Why would a lady wear a hat?
Yeah.
It's a terrible look. I want no part of women in hats.
Right, yes.
2 years later, on Mother's Day, he posts his mom, a picture of his mom, who I've never seen, in a giant hat.
Oh.
And I was laughing out loud. I'm like, oh my God.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
I assume
but I
you
like,
don't like, I assume you,
you
don't hate
you
your
love
mom.
Your mom, don't you?
It was the last picture I have of my mom before she died, Vinny.
But she was a hat lady, obviously.
No, yeah, she wasn't
style.
That. She wasn't that picture. But
I was
long
laughing.
Play joke. I
I'm
like it.
Oh my God! What? The
I know.
Hell?
I know. And then Vinny commented, and then other people start commenting, and I'm like, "Hey, my mom's dead. Leave me alone."
Or you went.
All right, yeah.
I've always hated those hats, and, you know,
yeah,
my
maybe,
mom wore
I mean,
them, and now I hate them.
I'm going to have to bring this up with my therapist this week, because there's obviously something going on there.
How did
so
you not realize
joke?
Everyone was going to jump on
you? Are you telling me that wasn't on purpose?
That was not on purpose.
Oh. I thought that was the gag.
Oh.
Okay. I mean, I laughed out loud. Mom, happy Mother's Day. I miss you. And I'm looking at her, and she's like this with a hat on. Angelic. And a big giant hat. Oh.
Wouldn't it be weirder if he loves when a woman wears a big hat and then posted that picture on Mother's Day?
That would also be weird. The whole like hat thing.
Maybe he does love hats and he just doesn't want to say it because he doesn't want ladies to think that he thinks of his mom when he's with a woman with a hat. He needs the woman to be as unlike his mom. Like maybe his mom, he could hear her peeing. You know, she would leave a shopping cart in the parking lot.
It was better when it was just a gag, but you're probably right. There's something hiding under there. Yeah.
What's hiding under there, Maddie?
Unpack that.
I'm like five onions. Just you can keep peeling all day, and there's
and crying. I peel and cry.
Yeah, peel and cry.
Oh gosh,
this thing is never ends.
This is a lonely onion, even though it's surrounded by four other onions.
How does it have so many rotten spots all through? But that was fun. I laughed when Vin posted that. I was like, oh, I didn't. Oh, and then everybody's like, oh, yeah.
Well, we all thought the same thing, I'm sure.
It was good. It was a nice, you know.
A reminder of the thing you hate? Okay, a nice reminder of that? That sounds about right.
I thought it was a joke. I really did. Okay.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. I mean, you have spoken out vehemently about hats and women.
Just the big hats. The beach, they're fine.
Are you mad at
I don't think your mom's at the beach in this pic. No. I don't see any sand.
Oh.
You're going to need a manual, everyone. Day?
Yeah, you just don't. Just throw the manual out. Just run.
And the instructions are in German, so you wouldn't understand it anyway.
Ay, ay, ay.
Oh,
well, happy Mother's Day, Sarah. I hope you had a great one.
It was like one of the best. It was excellent.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What'd you do?
Both my kids called me, and I was able to quickly get off those phone calls.
One of them lives right by you.
No, he's in Atlanta or something right now doing something. I'm not sure what. I don't pay that much attention to him. You know, I'm his mom. Done with him. And then I gardened like a fiend all weekend, really. But then yesterday I just got up and got going and it was great. And then John made quiche. He was like, I can make quiche or I can do, I don't even want to tell you. You guys will give me crap for it.
Well, tell us.
He made these meatballs. He makes chicken meatballs.
Yeah.
But he makes them with, instead of breadcrumbs, he uses like milk soaked bread. So they're pretty, you make them into a ball and then they go. So they're sort of like meat gumdrops. They have that like rounded dome top and a flat bottom.
Okay.
After they've been baked. So he's been looking at recipes and he tried doing chicken meatballs with rolled oats instead of,
I didn't catch the part where breadcrumbs are no good, but bread, what did you say? Actual bread?
Actual bread soaked in milk. He just squishes it in with the, and it is delicious.
Well, why the switch? Why not just use breadcrumbs?
They're just so much moisture. So then he goes, I'm going to try this. It didn't even tell me. I'm halfway through these meatballs, which are normal shaped meatballs. They're delicious. I'm like, oh my God, these are like the best ones you've ever done. They're super moist. They're great. He goes, I did them with, instead of breadcrumbs or anything, I did oatmeal. It's just rolled oats and they don't taste like oatmeal. They don't look like oatmeal, but somehow just, there's a lot of people who love to cook out there. I'm not one of them, but I do love to eat, and these were amazing. I couldn't believe it. And they actually say this is becoming a popular thing. Mm. People will have heard of this. Text us if you're like, yes, I too have had this experience with the moist meatballs. But anyway, so he goes, I'll do those for you, or I'll do a quiche for you. And I'm like, the quiche?
Oh.
Eggs and cheese with broccoli and a homemade crust? Oh, of course, I'll go for the quiche.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and then stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
So it was a great, just a lovely day, and did not get too hot at my house. Did it get really hot at your house?
It was warm, but it was not too hot. No, it wasn't heat wave stuff. But,
yeah, like I had a sweatshirt on the whole weekend. But it was wonderful.
I want to say Maka showed up, which is Christina's mom, mm-hmm. and they all hung out and watched movies. And well, I did some laundry. Like I was trying to get some stuff done because we'd already done a lot of mom stuff on Saturday. So it was like, She has no problem like going. And I would also like she's really good about.
This is Maka or your wife?
No, my wife is real good about being good to herself. She's got no problem with
it. So she had a massage on Saturday.
A massage. And then we went to dinner on Saturday.
How nice.
We watched the new movie. It's the new. I'd been telling you about it. It's on Netflix. It's the new Lasseter movie called Swap.
Oh.
And it was good.
Swap.
Whatever.
You didn't like Luck, but you do like Swap.
And I need to remind you that the Luck isn't for me. My kids like it.
Yeah.
I didn't love Luck. I enjoyed very much the new one, though. It's called Swap. Whatever it's called. I don't know.
Swap. We're going with that.
Okay. So we watched that. And then yesterday after Maka left, the missus goes, let's go surfing. And I'm like, well, it's a little late, but
what time was it?
3:00.
Oh boy!
I'm like, well, but I, you know, you and me, we're like, wait a minute.
I'm angling toward bed.
I'm doing the math, and this is not going to pencil out. But I went, okay.
Yeah. And the kids went too.
We all went.
You just went to the beach.
There was no surf at the spot that we needed to.
So perfect for the kids.
It was just we paddled around. We got wet. We, you know, it's good. It's fun.
Nice.
But I also got home at 7 p.m.
Oh.
With gear to clean and all that.
Oh, God.
It's just like,
The horror.
Well, it's Mother's Day, though, so, you know.
Do what mom wants.
We had to do what she said.
Yeah.
Is a film called Ray Gun?
No.
Oh.
It's on Netflix. It's the newest Lasseter movie.
It's Skydance.
It's Skydance, and it's Swap or Swapped. The two characters do, in fact, something happens. And
they Freaky Friday it?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
It is Swap. There we go.
All right.
So.
Put the trailer up at the Radio Alice page.
It wasn't bad. It was, you know, that's.
I haven't heard thing one about that.
Well, because it went straight to Netflix, first of all. And that's a pretty common, like, okay, so something happens and now you're each other.
Yeah.
And then you learn that about each other's woes. Yeah, and then on the end, you love each other because now you've been in each other's shoes. It's a little overdone, but it was a fun movie. And for that reason alone, I was like, hey, all right.
Sure. Let's watch it. Family movie.
I got through it and enjoyed it.
Nice.
Did anybody do their homework this weekend?
No.
What was my homework?
Watch. There's Something About Mary.
I did.
I got to get that in there.
I watched it yesterday.
And?
Guess you'll have to wait and find out on Thursday.
You're just too good.
We're going to talk about it on Thursday.
In Bob's Movie Club. You got 4 more days to, well,
let me ask you this.
I'm not going to say anything.
How many stars out of 5 do you give it?
That's the whole thing. Spoiling it like that.
Good job. Good try, though.
I think we'll have lots to talk about, though. And I'm excited to see what you guys thought of it.
Yeah. I remember loving that movie. I remember laughing my ass off and thinking, that's just great. I mean, there's little bits of it that I think about.
I think I'm interested because that movie is so Gen X and such of a time. And we all know, we've already admitted it, that can't get made today. And so I wonder if someone with different sensibilities would be like, what is wrong with you people?
Mm.
You know, I don't know if she's going to be like, that hair gel gag is stupid and gross.
It is gross. It's definitely gross and stupid and so funny. You're just like,
guess we'll have to wait and find out on Thursday.
No faces, nothing.
Yeah, she is a fully straight face.
This is why I don't watch the movie this early usually, so that I can just spill right away.
All right, well, I'm anxious to see what you guys think after having not watched it, because I hadn't watched it in years and then watched it. And I had different thoughts than I did the first time.
Is that so?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see if I feel that way, too.
It's really unfortunate when something does not live up to the memory. So I hope that that's not the case, but yeah. It might very well be like.
Well, every now and then I watch Dumb and Dumber, and that's just funnier every damn time.
I think that stands up, but This might be like, wow, three gross out gags, and there's no story.
Yeah. No, there's a story.
Isn't there there's like a super tan old lady, too?
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah, her roommate.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Which is just funny, but also, yikes. Ah, she's not
so. It's on Netflix.
Her face is just
so bland.
Do you want
to watch it? And then join us for the conversation.
Ah. All right. KLSE HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Let's start with Adele. And we'll be back with, I got a couple Mother's Day things and some other stuff. It's next on Alice.
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up
with Alice 97.3.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.